Video: North Carolina County officials ban Coca-Cola machines due to left-wing politics. By Amy Farr on June 3, 2021. Commissioners in Surry County, North Carolina, are banning Coca-Cola's vending machines from their office buildings. The officials said they are displeased with the politics of the Coca-Cola company in Atlanta and its criticism regarding Georgia's voting laws, XEI reported Friday. Commissioner Eddie Harris hopes what he put in motion will happen across the state, adding it is time someone spoke out and pushed back against left-wing politics. Harris told the company's CEO it was wrong to criticize Republicans in Georgia and the voting laws. However, the issue is bigger than Coke, according to Harris. In a letter to the company, Harris wrote, "Millions of Americans believe that the last presidential election was not held in a fair manner and that more voter fraud will occur in the future if elections are not more closely monitored and regulated." He said he believes the electoral process was such a mess, and that is why the nation requires improved election security and voter ID laws to ensure the right people vote. The left wing in America, they defund, they boycott, they cancel, they tear down statues. All sorts of egregious actions, and the expectation from them is that the opposing political side will cower in the corner, Harris told XEI when asked the reason behind his decision. "And we're supposed to accept that and it's supposed to be okay. And it's not okay," he added. A huge backlash against Coca-Cola began when the company's CEO, James Quincy, claimed the voting laws aimed at improving state election integrity were unacceptable, wrong, and a step backward, Breitbart News reported in April. Harris continued, "There was a corporate, global, media collusion with the Democrat Party in this country who I consider to be very intolerant. And this collusion does not serve the American people or a free and open media and the First Amendment well." He added the response to the recent boycott has proved mostly positive. For the time being, the Coke machines remain in the county's office buildings. However, a spokesman with Coca-Cola Consolidated, a bottling company that is separate from Coca-Cola, said it has contacted the commissioners and hoped to schedule a meeting.